From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Italian officials say Anis Amri, the Tunisian man suspected of carrying out the deadly attack Monday on the Berlin Christmas market, was shot and killed by police at a train station in Milan. Amri was reportedly asked to show identification and shot a police officer. He was then shot and killed in an ensuing gun battle.
Dell'operazione ho informato stamattina la cancelliera Angela Merkel, riferendogli che nel corso dell'operazione era stato...
Paolo Gentiloni is the Italian prime minister. He said that he spoke with German Chancellor Angela Merkel about the incident and that this shows how important it was to increase the level of security across the country and to collaborate between different security and armed forces, as well as the importance of collaborating at an international level. Peter Frank, Germany's chief federal prosecutor, said at a news conference in Berlin, "It's very important for us to find out how and whether there was a network of supporters and accomplices, whether there were confidants who helped to prepare and conduct the attack and to escape." The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack. A hijacked Libyan airplane has landed at the airport on the tiny Mediterranean island of Malta. The Associated Press reports there appear to be two hijackers who threatened to blow up the plane. Malta Prime Minister Joseph Muscat said on Twitter that 109 of the 118 people on board had been released shortly after the plane landed. Spokesman for the airway speaking at Tripoli's airport said the hijackers' demands are still unknown. This is VOA News.